From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel's government has suspended special permits for tens of thousands of Palestinians during the holy month of Ramadan. Following Wednesday's attack on a cafe in Tel Aviv, four people were killed, five wounded. The shootings took place across the street from the defense ministry. Israeli police have both shooters, Palestinian cousins from Hebron, in custody. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, after visiting the shooting scene, denounced the attack as a savage crime of murder by criminal terrorists who don't value human life.
I think a larger tragedy was avoided by the resolute action of citizens, of security people, police. We're going to take the necessary steps to attack the attackers and to defend those who need to be defended.
The last attack in the city was New Year's Day when an Israeli Arab killed three people. The United States has described the call by South Sudan's leaders for a truth commission, not an international tribunal, to seek justice in the two-year conflict disappointing. In an article in the New York Times, President Salva Kiir and his former rival, Vice President Riek Machar, said the only way to unite South Sudan is through an organized peace and reconciliation process. They said disciplinary justice would be destabilizing. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said the so-called hybrid court is part of last year's peace agreement both men signed.
We firmly support the African Union's efforts to establish this hybrid court, which is called for by the peace agreement, which was signed by President Kiir and First Vice President Machar in August 2015. And we expect the parties to fulfill their responsibilities.
Human Rights Watch denounced the proposal, calling it a self-serving attempt to evade justice. Somali al-Shabaab militants say they rammed a suicide car bomb into an African Union military base in the central part of the country, killing at least 43 soldiers. This is VOA News. In Syria, a U.S.-backed alliance of Arab and Kurdish fighters is preparing to enter the Islamic State-held city of Manbij. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Christopher Garver said the Syrian Democratic Forces, numbering about 3,000, are on the outskirts of the town, and assault is likely just days away, but he anticipates a tough fight.
The SDF has met heavy resistance from Daesh at the onset of the operation and at points along the way. We assess that Daesh will fight hard to retain Manbij, as it is the key terrain on the line of communication out of Raqqa. Daesh has employed the tactics we have seen before as they defend and then cede territory, including the extensive use of IEDs to slow advancing forces and significantly damage the infrastructure they have lost.
Garver said the approximately a dozen SDF fighters have been killed in the week-long offensive, another 100 wounded. UN investigators accuse the Eritrean government of a quarter century of widespread and systematic violations that amount to crimes against humanity. Mike Smith is with the UN Commission of Inquiry on Human Rights in Eritrea.
The crimes of enslavement, imprisonment, enforced disappearance, torture, persecution, rape, murder, and other inhumane acts have been committed as part of a widespread and systematic campaign against the civilian population since 1991.
The Commission regards Eritrea as an authoritarian state with no independent judiciary, National Assembly, or democratic institutions. Chad says it is sending hundreds of troops into Niger, where Boko Haram insurgents inflicted heavy losses on the forces of Niger and captured the border town of Bosso. Chadian President Idriss Deby said it's important to occupy the area, not leave any open land to Boko Haram. He spoke at a meeting in N'Djamena Tuesday with his Nigerian counterpart, Mahamadou Issoufou. Boko Haram fighters are believed to have killed at least 26 Nigerian soldiers and two others from Nigeria in fighting in the Darfur region last week. The Democratic Republic of Congo has released an American bodyguard to opposition presidential candidate Moise Katumbi after weeks of detention. The former U.S. soldier, Daryl Lewis, had been arrested in April in Lubumbashi, accused of being part of a network of armed agents infiltrating the country. Katumbi, who left the ruling party last year, is now believed to be in London after the Kinshasa government accused him of endangering state security. A court in Papua New Guinea has issued an injunction to try to prevent further student protests. Wednesday, police in the capital, Port Moresby, fired on students protesting over allegations of corruption that surround Prime Minister Peter O'Neill, wounding dozens. South Korea's central bank Thursday unexpectedly cut a key interest rate to a record low 1.25%, the first cut in a year amid job losses and corporate restructuring, particularly in the shipyard industry. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.